Blog Talk Radio.
From the south, especially in Oklahoma, it can blow you away right through the prairies and through the... It's funny, in Oklahoma, Oklahoma's known for oil, right? But you'd be surprised how many wind farms we have in Oklahoma. I could just drive outside my city and just go into rows and miles of wind farms, which is beautiful to see. We should definitely use as much clean energy as possible. And because, you know, we're all connected, and it's unfortunate our president doesn't feel that way. But we're not an island to ourselves. And if we try doing that, if our neighbors go down in any way, we will suffer the same consequences, and then some more. So we are all connected. We should all, things like we've had in the past are things when countries are isolationist and not connected and not talking. So we got a great show lined up for you here. Coming up here for the next 2 hours, next hour, got a special guest coming on many of you guys haven't heard her before. Christina Watts is called the Divine Medium. She'll be taking your calls next hour. But this hour, we're going to be joined with Trish Spiro, who is a psychic medium and an automatic writer. So call on in for your questions. All you got to do is dial the number 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone and ask any question that is on your mind. We are here to help you in any way. And maybe you don't have a psychic question. Maybe your question is you want someone to talk to. You want someone to hear you. Maybe you're going through a really challenge in your life. Journey of Light's been here for the last 9 years for folks like you that are listening to us right now. So feel free to call in on any of our shows. Contact me privately if you like. And that's the reason we do these shows. So Trish will be taking your calls, 347-884-8245. Make sure you press the 1 on your phone. And if you would like to contact Trish for a private session, her contact information, just like all of our guests, are listed on the show page, okay? A lot of people ask that question for the last 9 years. How do I contact a guest? Well, it's right on the show page, folks. I post it. But so you'll have the phone number for Trish, 1-905-251-0989, or the website, which is listed there, trishspiro.com. Facebook link is there, and email address is there too. Okay, and Trish Spiro, our guest right now, is live each Sunday exclusively here on Journey into the Light on Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, so as you guys are calling on in and pressing that 1 on your phone, let's go ahead and let's join in with our guest, Trish Spiro, to the show. Welcome back, Trish.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing excellent.
Oh, great,
yeah,
great, great.
It's been a great day so far. So, I chose a very simple, short topic to discuss, but I like what you said, how you give people the choice. If they just want to call and just be heard, I think that's wonderful because there's a lot of people out there who really just need that. So So the topic I chose is balance. In this crazy busy world, it's so easy to get all topsy-turvy, especially with work and responsibilities and, you know, there's so much stress going on. And it's really difficult to maintain, find balance, but then to maintain it. But the only ones who can do it, unfortunately, is ourselves. Nobody can do it for us. So I actually wanted to know, what is this balance thing? So I looked it up in the dictionary. I have a little dictionary on my phone, an app that I really like, and it says, balance, a state of equilibrium or equal distribution of weight or energy. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. I can relate to that. So, again, it's difficult to find that balance between responsibility. The person who, the breadwinner, say, has to go out and earn all the money and pay all the bills and what have you. You know, responsibilities must be met if we're going to stay afloat. And it's very difficult for some people, especially with the homelessness mission that Michael is doing. I have a great deal of compassion for the people who are on that end of things, and I'm sure it was no choice for them. So, you know, hats off to Michael for doing what he's doing. I love it. I get goosebumps every time I think about it. It's a wonderful thing. That's the lower end of the balance spectrum, sadly. But in the meantime, we can try to do our best. You know, nobody can be up all the time. That's kind of an impossible standard. Nothing in life goes in a straight line. They call it a flat line. Not such a good thing. So, you know, sometimes the needle has to go up a little bit, and then it may come down a little bit, like on a Richter scale or whatever you call that. You know, if it's flat all the time, that's going to get awfully boring. But if it's up all the time, you're going to get worn out. If it's down all the time, that's not a good thing either. So I think the thing is to keep it a bit of a wavy line to, you know, to maintain some kind of, you know, mental health, physical health, emotional health, and spiritual health. There's the four levels to our being. And it's not an easy job, you know, especially, you know, for me, like I can speak of my own experience. I'm kind of a, you know, having walked a spiritual path, I've had my dark times for sure during this time when not understanding what's going on. And that can get really freaky. So for some people, it's not always the same. With me, I got so out of balance that I became, you know, quite an alcoholic, and I had to find balance there between my health. So I decided to find recovery, and thank goodness, because I learned all about balance in a much better, healthier way. But nowadays, all I can do now is I've learned to recognize the way I feel. You know, am I hyperventilating? Well, maybe I'm a little stressed out and it's time to stop, halt, and take a deep breath. Go and meditate if that's possible. You know, it doesn't have to be a long thing. It can be a 5-minute meditation just to catch my breath and hold, you know, not hold my breath, but get in rhythm with my breath. And because breath is life. And if we're hyperventilating, then, you know, something's not right there. So, and I, not as often as I used to, but sometimes when I'm really stressed out at my regular job, I work in a hospital, and it can get really hairy some days. And I'm just go, 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 and then I'm out of breath, literally. I'm hyperventilating, and then I catch myself, and I have to just go find a minute to just sit down and breathe. And then there's also, you know, we have to make choices about you know, there's all work and then there's all play. And we can't have all of either one. There needs to be a little bit here and a little bit there just to, you know, keep it interesting, you know. Like if we're working like crazy, you know, there's got to be something good for it, from it, that comes from it. With me, it's you know, getting out with my friends once in a while, going to see in a movie, pampering myself, getting my nails done, you know, a manicure and a pedicure, a facial. You know, I'm working this hard. There's, you know, there's got to be something good in it for me once in a while, not just all about the paying bills. I know it's probably difficult. It wasn't always like that for me. Before, it was literally just about paying bills, and that wasn't a very good way for me to be in balance. So luckily I was able to get a better job, better paying job. So I was able to mix it up a little bit. And so it's sometimes it is a choice in how we look at things and how we're able to deal with things and coping mechanisms and whatnot. So if people want to call in, tell me, how do you try or strive to maintain balance, if you want to share that with us? If not, just ask questions that you're most interested in right now. So we can go to callers now, if you want, Michael.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. That was really great. Very beautiful. Right on point there. So call on in, speak to Trish, 347-884-8245. Any question you want to ask, any help that you need, please call in. We're here to help you, okay? And then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Very important to press the 1 on your phone. So that puts you into the calling section of our switchboard. Okay, so first we're going to go to area code 562. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Rondrea from California. And my question is, do you see me being able to keep my SSI check?
Sir, can you spell your name for me, please?
Yes, it's Rondria.
Okay, I thought that's what I thought I heard, but I wasn't sure. Okay, and what's SSI?
SSI is a disability check for disabled people.
Oh, okay. So are you in fear that they're going to be taking it away?
Yes, I was kind of, well, they're reviewing my case right now, so that's why I was wondering, do you see me being able to keep it?
Okay. Let me just check in with the guides and see what they have to say. Okay, I'm getting, they have me draw a little flower with a little bumblebee in it, okay? You know how bees fly and they catch the, or they collect all the, what do you call that stuff, pollen from the flower?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay, just close your eyes and try to get that visual, okay? The guides are saying, God provides for every single thing in this universe. Oh, I'm getting really, really awesome goosebumps because they're channeling through me, so it's really beautiful. That love is meant for you, by the way. And they're saying, please give us your cares, give us your worries. We always want to make sure you're taken care of. So as God provides the flower for the bumblebee to take the pollen, which is partially food for them and partially food, you know, to make honey and whatnot to give back to others, he will provide for you in the exact same way. What they require for you is to try your best to let go of are you in, you're in fear right now, aren't you?
Yes, a little bit, yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would be too. Like, that was kind of a silly question. But I would be as well, because it's almost like everybody else is in control. So they're asking you, what ways can you take control of this situation? And they're suggesting that you hold your palms up towards the heavens, or whatever you want to call it, and just act as though you're catching raindrops, and that is abundance from the universe. And okay. Have you been on this disability for long?
Just 3 years.
Okay. Do they do this regularly? Do they just sort of review and see what's going on?
Yes, like every 3 or 4 years. Yes.
Okay. There's something, like, do they want to put you back to work or something?
No, they didn't mention that to me,
no. No, okay. Okay, so they really, really, really want you to let go of fear, because that's the one thing that will sabotage everything. I know it's hard. I'm just trying to ask them for a little hint as to how to simplify that. Okay. They're literally saying, breathe. Okay. Breathe, not so deeply that you're going to hyperventilate and fall over, but just breathe deeply, like enough to sustain that nice fresh air, because that is how God actually enters into your thoughts when you're breathing. And you can get this guidance, because, you know, when we're in fear, like I mentioned about being out of balance, we sometimes can't catch our breath. And breath is life, and life is God, pretty well. So just continue to breathe. And believe that you will be taken care of no matter what.
Okay.
Like, you know, does that clarify things for you, or is that just?
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah. So just hold those hands up, and like you're catching raindrops, which is like little gumdrops from heaven. Because you know. You will be sustained. One way or another, you will be taken care of. And usually it turns out much better than what we can ever, as humans, can ever fathom. We kind of shortchange ourselves like that all the time when we try to take control of the situation.
Yeah.
Well, God bless you, Rondria.
Okay, thank you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. We're here with Trish Spiro, and contact Trish here on the radio show. Call in 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Let's go next. Area code 916, welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, hi, this is Nancy from California. Hi, Trish.
Hello, Nancy. How are ya?
Oh, I'm very good. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I have a question, but I also wanted to talk about with balancing. I just find going out in nature and gardening really helps me balance. And,
oh, that's excellent. Mm-hmm.
And staying away from the TV set.
Oh, smart woman. Especially today, with today's climate,
stuff
going on. Yeah, you know what? You, me both. You, me both, yeah. Beautiful, so, that is beautiful. Because nature's God, right?
Go.
Just like our breath, it's God,
yes.
Awesome.
But I have a question. I just got back from a group event that was very empowering, and I met some beautiful people there. And I was wondering if some of these people would be influential in my life in the future, and if I will meet them again, some of them, anyway.
Did you exchange phone numbers with people and email addresses?
Oh, yes, everything. Mm-hmm. In fact,
okay.
We did communicate. A few of us have communicated already.
Okay, well, the first thing that the guides have said, without me even having to really ask, is how much contact you want is up to you for reaching out. And the ones that resonate most with your energy are the ones that you will have a deep and meaningful connection with. Is it for everybody, like, I'm getting, you know how they have lines on a globe? Are they kind of all over the place?
Yes,
all over
they
the
are.
State?
Different countries,
okay, so,
different countries, yeah, everywhere.
Oh, that's cool. So you came together for, like, a common interest?
Yes.
Okay, was it work-related, or was it your own personal?
It was a personal. It actually was a crystal quest that I went to.
Cool. That sounds really, really cool. Did you find when you were in the group, did they tell you to choose groups, certain groups to work with?
No, not at all.
It was pretty much all groups came together. Oh, okay. It was more like a seminar type thing?
No, it wasn't a seminar. It was more like a gathering where we were almost like family.
Oh, that sounds neat. Okay, because I'm getting a picture in my head, in my spiritual vision of you – people, certain people being put together with other people, not necessarily of their choice. But it's amazing what happens, you know, how you guys find that you'll relate to one another, and you just, it's almost like your own energy chose that person to sit beside or talk with or whatever. So, yeah, they're saying reach out as much as possible. And if you, the ones who answer back are the ones who are interested. And I can see, even if it's just like a Skype or what do they call that, FaceTime, where you can speak face-to-face by computer, that would be really neat as well.
Okay.
And it's almost like it's like you're sharing soul stories or something. There's something really awesome going on there. I don't quite know what it is, but it sounds really, really, it feels really, really good. It's like you can teach each other and both teach and learn from each other. And then I'm getting this really cool feeling in my belly that says, oh my God, such and such happened. I got to call so-and-so and talk to her and share this with her because she'll understand or he'll understand or whoever it is. And then I see something really, really neat coming from it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's almost like a soul group.
It really is.
Yeah, that you belong to. And it's, yeah, I see really awesome stuff coming from it. That's neat. That's really neat. That's something I crave as well myself. Oh, it's so nice talking with you. You got awesome energy.
Well, thank you, Trish. So do you.
Okay. That's really neat. Yeah. Cultivating these new relationships, it's imperative to our soul. Because you know how easy it is to get stuck in a rut. And it's like, and you made this choice to kind of join that. So that's really neat.
Yeah, I kind of went on my own. Yeah. And it was kind of a leap of faith, you know, because I went across country just to meet these people I never met before. And I say it was awesome energy. It was, there's some people I communicate with. And we did group up, I guess, with people that it just kind of happened that way, and we just filled out our stories, and it was beautiful.
That is really neat. That's really neat. That sounds that sounds really awesome. And I see you growing in new directions that are going to surprise you in a very pleasant way.
I'm hoping the right direction. Yeah, I was hoping I'm going in the right direction because, I'd like to give back. My life is blessed now, even though I had hard times in the past, you know, and I learned a lot, and I would really like to give back.
Yeah, and sometimes when it feels fearful, sometimes you just need to stop and do the deep breathing. Because sometimes it's the ego telling us, no, don't go in that direction. That's unfamiliar. That doesn't matter. Sometimes it's something new, and that's what will lead you to a really awesome miracle or something. It's, it all depends on, you know, just keep talking to your, do you speak to your spirit guides?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just keep telling them, show me. Show me. And they'll show you in awesome ways. You know, they'll send animals towards you. They'll send, you know, awesome things. Maybe one time you'll turn your head and boom, there's a billboard sign that'll say exactly what you need to hear at the time. That happens to me all the time. I love it.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time too. You're right.
Oh, cool. So you know what I'm talking about. Awesome.
No, I do.
Yeah, just keep telling them. Show me.
Okay.
Yeah, I like something that, have you ever heard of Gary Zukav?
Yes, I've read a lot of his books.
I love him. I love him. He's an awesome guy. He said something one time on the Oprah show that I'll never forget. It's a simple prayer that says, God, find me where you know I need to be. I love that. I still use it today, and that was over 20 years ago. So that's profoundly powerful. That was on me. So that's really neat.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Lovely talking to you.
Yeah, likewise. God bless.
God bless.
All right. Thanks for your call there and thinking about giving back. Please consider our homeless mission, Love in Action. The link is on the show page as far as there's a GoFundMe link and also the PayPal address. We help people like Burles, we helped out, actually get into his own apartment garage. And it's all about helping others. And we're going to be talking about that more next hour. And Trish, before we go to the next caller, tell the folks how people can reach you for private sessions.
Okay. Happily. You can reach me through my email, which is trishsparrowmedium@gmail.com. Send me a message if you want an like a private automatic writing session. I will gladly get back to you and explain the details of how that works. And there's my website, www.trishsparrow.com. And then there's my phone number, 905-251-0989. And, of course, there's a 1 in front of that because it's long distance and all the way in Canada. And if you're worried about, long-distance calls, then please leave me your phone number. I'll call you back because it hardly costs me anything at all. Alrighty? So I don't want it to cost anybody too much. And then there's my Facebook page, which is, I always forget that one. It's a really long one. Trish Sparrow, psychic medium, Reiki healer, teacher. That's what you would input. And my page should come up. So I'm really, really hoping people can, reach out to me. Because I love helping people. It's my life purpose. And that's
okay.
It.
Yeah, beautiful. And we do have all the information as far as linked up folks right here on the show page. And most people here in the United States have free, long distance to Canada, too. I know with my phone service, landline service, or I could call Canada for free. So. And there's also Skype and all that. So it's, same thing as people around the world nowadays. We have guests from Australia, New Zealand, and people contact them through Skype. And it's all just like being right next door. So very beautiful how the world is connected. And we're going to go to our next call here on the radio show for Trish Sparrow. And we have room for your call, so call on in. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And area code 317, welcome. You're up next. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name's Tamara, and I'm calling from San Diego.
Hello, Tamara.
Hello.
How's the weather where you are?
Oh, it's beautiful. I just got done taking my dog for a mile walk. It's very nice outside.
Beautiful. Even the name of the where you live, the San Diego, it sounds really neat. It just rolls off. I see
it
sunshine and beaches.
Yes, it's very nice.
Anyway, sorry to cut you off like that.
That's okay. My question is about my love life. I would like a long-term partner, and I wanted to know if there's something more that I need to do. Will one come in? Do I need to just have faith? What you see in regards to that?
Okay, the first thing I just heard my guide say is stop worrying about it.
Okay.
Do you find you're like, oh, my God, I'm never going to meet somebody? Do you kind of freak out when you're...
Yeah, I'm a worrier, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you and probably 85% of the population, you're not alone there, including myself some days when I lose myself. I'm just going to check in with the guides and see what they have to say. So I'm just going to do a little breathing for a second or two. How long have you been single?
Just recently, I've been dating somebody, and I just recently ended it.
Okay. Okay. So, they're wanting you to let... It's going to sound harder than it really is. I'm going to ask them how to... a better way to do this, but they're saying, let go of the residual energy of any and all past relationships.
Mm,
do you know what
okay.
residual means? It's
yeah.
It's any leftover ickiness.
Yeah.
You know, if it were to be, you know, yeah. So, and the way to do that is just, love yourself. Take, you know, whatever you had with these past relationships, take the good that you experienced with them, either the hard lessons you needed to learn or the love that you were able to take and or give, because, you know, every relationship comes with a give and take, and it's not all bad, even though sometimes it ends bad. We kind of only focus on the bad part. That's human nature, unfortunately. If we get hurt, we tend to hang on to that. So, yeah, they're saying to just focus on all the good that came from it and carry that forward, but also love yourself through it. Do you believe in crystals?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any rose quartz crystals?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. They're wanting you to get one.
Okay.
And cleanse it. Do you know how to cleanse crystals?
With salt water, I believe.
Okay. Well, you can do that, but energetically cleanse it. So I'm going to just explain to you. Just put it in your hands. Set your intention, mm-hmm. which state it and say... Just say it out loud. I intend to cleanse this crystal. And hold it in your hand and literally blow.
Okay.
Really, like a hard, fast breath. And your guides, when they hear you say that, they immediately come to your aid and they actually help you. So know that it's cleansed. They want you to put it under your pillow.
Okay.
When you sleep at night or somewhere near you where you sleep at night, because it really does enhance self-love. The pink of the heart is actually Christ consciousness. And Christ, you know, Jesus is all about love. And love must come from ourselves, first and foremost. That's the one thing that they have always, my guides have always driven, like, through me for other people. Self-love must come first. Otherwise, we have nothing left to give to anybody else if we're empty. Does that make sense to you? Hello?
Okay. Let's check here. The call dropped here, but she's called back.
No.
She's called back.
Oh,
here
okay.
we go. All right, she's back. Are you
sorry
back there?
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem. That's okay. Did you hear what I said?
So I heard
about
that. The last thing I heard, yeah, love must come from ourselves first.
Right. Otherwise, if our tank is empty, very difficult to give back to others, you know, to give extra to others. So as far as your next mate is concerned or love interest, they're actually asking you to take a little bit of time for yourself. You know, you don't always have to jump right into the next relationship. Sometimes that can actually become, for lack of a better word, a bit of an addictive thing, where we always have to have someone. Because when you're by yourself, it's not for eternity. It's taking that time for self-improvement. You know, what is it that we really like? And again, it's standing in your own power. And then, because when you're in your own power, you're confident, and that confidence spills out and will actually attract someone of the opposite sex that will say, oh my gosh, She's cool. I want to be with her. Or get to know you anyway, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, which is really, I mean, it's not to say that you're not confident now, but it's something about love relationships where confidence can, you know, it's a fine line. It can be a little waffly just because it's a nerve-wracking thing because, God, we all want to be loved, don't we, by someone special?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the rose quartz crystal is,
okay.
That's what they want, just to try and enhance.
Okay.
You know, love for yourself. Yeah, that's very cool.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. You're welcome.
Have a great evening.
Okay, you too. God bless.
Okay, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you, and we still have room for you to call in. Trish Sparrow is our guest, 347-884-8245. Once you call on in, make sure to press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Hit that 1 on your phone so that we know you have a question. And let's see where we go next. Let's go to Christy in Alabama. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Hello, Christy. Thank you for calling. That's awesome.
You're
Did
welcome.
You have a question?
I do. Do I have
okay.
a door opening up for me here and to do a local, door with a healing room?
With a healing room?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you a Reiki master?
I am.
Excellent. Okay. Okay, I'm just checking in with the guides and see what they want to say. Okay, the first thing that they're suggesting to me is to check with natural health remedies, or not remedies, natural health clinics that offer natural remedies such as massage or what do you call that one? What's the bone guy who?
Chiropractor.
Thank you. Oh my goodness, I'm having a brain fart here. So, like things like that, because sometimes you can rent rooms from people, even if it's just to get a beginning, to get a client base going, so that you have
mm-hmm.
people coming in. Does that? Sorry, were you laughing there?
No, I wasn't laughing. I said I wasn't laughing.
I was going to say, I thought, oh, she's already checked that out. She's way ahead of me. That's why I thought maybe you were chuckling. Okay, so, and you have a pretty...
I have a pretty strong client base already.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you have enough? Do you think you'd have enough to actually carry, to be able to pay for opening a room? Like, do you have room in your house even?
I really don't want to. Well, I work out of my house right now, and
yeah.
I'm looking to maybe expand on what I do, where I will start, like, with crystals and... different kind of stuff like crystals, candles, different like essential oils and sage bundles, things like that, where I want to offer
too.
So like a
right.
storefront with a area, not only for myself, but to bring in other healers as well and start going at a larger level. So I need a high enough client base to regulate to sustain what I do. And I have been,
yeah.
I've got a crystal collection large enough right now to open a store. I've been collecting for the last couple of years and have recently had somebody that donated like about $7,500 worth of crystals to me. So I wasn't quite sure if I should move into more of an online or if I should actually go storefront and go that way. That's kind of why I was asking for if you had a message on that from the guys.
You know what? Yeah, they just showed me. They actually had me draw. Have you ever used a pendulum?
Uh-huh.
Okay. They're saying use your pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
And find a map of near where you live.
Uh-huh.
And just ask them, you know, set a strong intention.
Mm-hmm.
Show me where the best place for me to open up shop. I see you actually having a physical shop.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I do. In fact, what I'm hearing is a door opening and a little bell going ding, 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 which is people coming in. That's what I'm actually hearing.
Awesome.
Which is really cool. Yeah. And I'm actually getting the awesome smell of like lavender or something as soon as you walk in. Really like, oh, so welcoming. It's beautiful. It
awesome.
Is. It's beautiful. So, yeah, so they're saying use your pendulum. Make sure to just cleanse it first so that it's, you know, got pure energy and not residual energy from something else.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, like, I don't know how far you want to go. Like, you'll get a better idea, you know, once you set your intention, just to tell, you know, ask your guides,
mm-hmm.
show me where's the best place for me to do this. And then put a circle around where, you know, your pendulum is wanting to, you know, how far out is it circling as a yes?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
just pay attention to that. And then just close your eyes and just tell your guides, you know, ask your guides, show me where I need to be.
Awesome.
Where's the best location? It, you know what? That's going to be so beautiful. Just the way you described that, it's like, wow, that's one of my dreams. And it feels really, really good. It feels really good. I'm not there yet,
awesome.
But, you know, yeah.
Keep like
so
going
much.
That energy to your dreams, you know? I mean, it's kind of like I have always described what the way I built my own is, by having really deep roots and a nice firm foundation, and it takes a slow climb because you have to hold on to that vision and do it organically. You can go out and build yourself really, really fast, but it does. You have a lot of, you know, falling away and things like that, not are really aligned to what you're doing.
Wow.
But if you just hold that vision and you just keep walking forward in it, and stay in that celebration, everything just kind of comes to you. So you can have it. It'll work for you.
Yeah, beautiful. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It is coming for me. I guess I'm just very, very impatient. I want
right.
it all, and I want it now. You know, I'm a Gemini. What can I say? So anyway, it's that's really cool. That sounds
awesome.
Really, really neat. Yeah, like when I heard that, it's like a jingle of a bell is when somebody is opens the door to alert
mm-hmm.
you that somebody has just come in, if you're in the back room or something. And I see you actually inviting other healers to come
mm-hmm.
and rent space and hold like one day, not a psychic fair, but or maybe like a psychic fair where you invite everybody and people come. And, you know, and having like a one day or maybe even like a one weekend with lower
mm-hmm.
prices so that people from all over come, and it's such good exposure. Oh,
awesome.
Oh, it's neat. I love it. I feel so good even just talking about it. Yeah, you got excellent energy. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. God bless you, Christy.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Blessed be you. You too.
Yay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call, Christy. We appreciate you. And have a good evening. And let's see here. As we're going to have to wrap up here, so we don't do. But the contact information again for Trish is located on the show page, folks. You can find her there. And Trish will be back next week, same time, same place. So, Trish, have a fantastic week. And I believe you'll be on the roundtable Wednesday night with the other lady. So, looking forward to that as well.
Okay. And that's at 9 o'clock, right?
Right. 9 Eastern, huh?
9 o'clock Eastern time. Yes.
Right.
I had such fun on Wednesday. Oh my gosh, we laughed. I don't know if you heard us in the
yes,
room.
I heard.
Wasn't that hilarious?
I heard that.
Gotta laugh, right?
Yes, laughing is very good. Yeah. So everybody told me the same thing. So that was great.
Oh,
so
that's cool. Oh, I'm so grateful to be invited to do that. Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
Okay, look forward to having you there.
Okay.
So, all right, thanks again, Trish. All right, take care.
Okay,
right,
you too.
Bye.
God bless. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. And so this show is going to end, but we still have one more show coming up, so everybody can redial once I end this here in half a second. Coming up next is the Divine Medium, Christina Watts will be here, and she is amazing. I've had her on the show before, and she's going to be taking your calls. I have interviewed her when she had channeled Mother Mary. That was an amazing show, and no channeling tonight. She's going to be taking your calls for guided readings, and so that's coming up here. So I'm going to end this and then let the other show coming up at the top of the hour connect properly. So thanks, everybody, for being here, and we'll see you here in a few minutes.